This is Session 8 of the PDH Online audio course, Electrical Specifications, Duplicate and Overlapping Specifications, and Final Review Before Issue. Do you want to include both the materials and methods, 250500, 16050, and a conduit spec, 260533, 16131? The 16050 conduit section is short and lists only key features which are important for this job. 16131 tends to include a lot of boilerplate, which is not appropriate for this job, but maybe if the scope changes again. There are three conflicting rules as follows. Use only 16050 for small jobs and only 16131 for large jobs. Use both, with each referencing the other. Take the 16131 stuff out of 16050 and issue both. 16050 must reference 16131. Well, the clean approach is the first one. One complete spec for each area, no duplications, no conflicts. This is clearly the intent of both Master Spec and SpecLink, which eliminated 16050. My present employer and previous employer typically issued both. I think no one ever read our specs. Your instructor recommends the third alternative. It eliminates the editing burden of changing both when a change is made and largely eliminates conflicts. It keeps the 16050, which is a good place to put job scope and battery limits, physical extents. Having a 16050 provides a place for peculiar things that come up late in the project without renumbering anything. Final review of specifications before issue. Well, I recommend that you leaf through the paper copies. Are the headers, footers, margins, numbering, and layouts consistent? It's amazing how successful the human eye and mind are in identifying small discrepancies. And you can be sure that each person who receives the spec is also going to leaf through them and look for discrepancies. So you can avoid the problem by anticipating the problem. And this is not a hard part, the leafing through the specs. We're going to get into some hard parts. Check the reference paragraph of each electrical spec. Are the reference specs in the set? Now, this is easy to do within the electrical section. If we reference 16131, you check to see if there's a 16131. Unfortunately, it gets more difficult if you reference 01300. How do you find out if the architect is putting in 01300? You can ask him, and typically you won't get an answer. They're busy with other things. They have a very serious job to do, and they're under the same crunch to get the documents out on time that you are. So how do you find out if it's there? I worked for one place quite some years ago. They're still in business, thank goodness, who circulated markup set of the specs before it was issued to the client so that you did get a chance to review this. They were very good at anticipating problems and scheduling time to correct them. I think maybe the world has changed since then. We hear a lot about lean and mean, which usually means shipping it before QA is complete. Make sure that a section includes paragraph is in every spec and that it matches the spec content. If you add push buttons to wiring devices 26, 27, 26, or 16140, make sure it shows up in the section includes part. This is part of not sneaking stuff in to trick the contractor. Let's help him do his job. He'll help us do our job. We'll get a good job without change orders. Read through Part 2 products, manufacturer's list, and make sure that or equal or approved equal are used consistently and the no spec contains the same list twice, once with or equal, the second without. Check any schedules to make sure they contain the latest information. This concludes a very short Section 8. Section 9 will go on a little bit longer. It's the appendix with the Detroit Public Schools Specification 16150 on electrical acceptance tests and commissioning.